Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. At noon today, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will make his semi-annual appearance before the House Financial Services Committee. Tomorrow morning at 9:30, he will appear before the Senate Banking Committee. Will Powell hear questions raised in last night's Public Broadcasting System Frontline program titled The Power of the Fed? In this program, the people interviewed believe that the Federal Reserve Bank has been captured by Wall Street and is creating dangerous asset bubbles. For example, Jeremy Grantham, the co-founder of the hedge fund GMO with over $100 billion in assets, said, quote, "They have the housing market, the stock market, and the bond market all overpriced at the same time, and they will not be able to prevent, sooner or later, the asset prices coming back down. So we are playing with fire because we have the three great asset classes moving in bubble territory simultaneously," unquote. Grantham then described the Fed as a giant bloodsucker that is sucking more than twice the blood out of the rest of the economy. Also appearing in last night's program was Andrew Huszar. During the Great Recession, Huszar was the Federal Reserve Bank of New York manager of the Mortgage-Backed Securities Program. In last night's show, Huszar again admitted that he was, quote, "single-handedly responsible for directing the deployment of $1.25 trillion of Fed funds, and we did not see the knock-on benefits that we hoped for average Americans," unquote. Despite the fact that the average American saw no benefits from the Fed's buying of mortgage-backed securities, the Fed doubled down on this strategy during the current pandemic and now holds $2.3 trillion of these assets. From September 2019 through March 2020, the Fed pumped cumulatively more than $9 trillion in below-market interest rate loans to large banks, but contrary to Dodd-Frank regulations, refused to tell Congress which banks received how much. Since then, the Federal Reserve has mostly not reported details on further loans made to large banks. In past congressional appearances, Fed Chair Powell always claimed that the Fed was working for the American people. Today, will he admit that the Fed is instead working for Wall Street banks? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.